Cubs and the Padres from the friendly confines, and Anthony Rizzo continues to make history as a leadoff hitter.
On a drive out into center, it's deep. It's back! It's gone! Into the juniper bushes!
Seven games leading off. Homer, homer, walk. Single, double, single. And tonight, another home run for Anthony Rizzo.
A hit batter, a strikeout, and now an intentional walk. And here is Addison Russell. Ground ball left side, that's a base hit. Rounding third, Brian Hill head home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Addison Russell delivers. Cubs lead 2-0. Cubs lead 2-0 in back of Mike Montgomery. Trending here of late. Cubs getting some strong starting pitching. 3-2, strike three called. Ground ball to Rizzo, he'll throw to second. There's the force, that's the inning. Padres don't score, we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Montgomery, six innings, three hits, no runs. He walks, four strikeouts.
Fly to deep left. Way back. Gone. For half, it's 3-0.
Cubs pick up a 4-0 win. Anthony Rizzo extends his career-long hitting streak to 14 games. He's now 6-for-6 with a walk and three home runs in his first plate appearance as a leadoff hitter this season. Mike Montgomery produces his first scoreless outing as a starting pitcher since back-to-back shutouts in 2015 as a member of the Mariners. Anthony Rizzo made the tongue-in-cheek comment that he is the best statistical leadoff hitter in baseball history, but he might be onto something. In seven initial plate appearances as a leadoff hitter this season, Rizzo was 6-for-6 with a walk and three home runs. He hit another long ball on Tuesday as he shared his thoughts on the Cubs' 4-0 win against the Padres at Wrigley Field.
It's fun. I'm talking a lot of smack to all the teammates, all my teammates in there, just telling them to make sure they watch the first at bat. Having a good time with it. We're having a good time with it. And it's working, so just keep going with what's working.
Well, there was a lot of noise coming into this game, of course, about the slide last night. Emotionally, did it feel any different for you stepping into that box first at bat?
No, you know, when the game starts, everything that's going on outside, it's time to play the baseball. So you got to deal with stuff all the time outside the lines, and it's really about focusing during the game and really just anxious to get up there and start playing again and just put it all behind you.
Well, you got the offense started, but what can you say about the performance from Mike Montgomery tonight? Six shutout innings really set the tone for you guys.
Yeah, it was great. He worked fast, threw his pound in the strike zone, and you know, it's fun to play behind him. It's fun to play behind our starting pitcher right now. They're really getting into a groove, and it's nice to see.
Joe Maddon has long been known for outside-the-box thinking, and his latest experiment of putting Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot has paid huge dividends as Rizzo continues to rake from that leadoff position. Here is Maddon sharing his thoughts on the Cubs' 4-0 win against the Padres on Tuesday.
Yeah, when you're able to pitch like that, you give your team a chance to get into the flow of the game. Obviously, it puts a different thought in their head on the other side. We did that. We caught the ball really well. We made some nice plays, too. Anthony did it again, jump-starting the offense. Had opportunities to score more runs. Hitting the double play still not our friend right now. We got to do better in those moments. But played hard, played well, pitched really well, so I'll take it.
When you have that defensive alignment on the infield and Montgomery's kind of rolling with the ground balls, I mean, that's got to be a good feeling.
It's a heavy number. Whenever he pitches, the ground ball, projected ground ball percentage is very high. All teams, not just this team today, but the Padres number was really high too. So it was good to have the boys out there under those circumstances today, no question. But we looked somewhat normal on the infield. We played that normal kind of Cub infield game that we've gotten used to over the last 2 years. It was really fun to watch.
Kind of an interesting statement that you stick Wilson left. He doesn't get a chance out there.
He had one ground ball, I think. Again, if you look at it, and we do a nice job of researching in advance where the ball might be hit, and with such a heavy ground ball like Monty, it played out pretty well. I was looking to get Albert in the game at some point. Miggy did an outstanding job working with the pitchers tonight, but I did want to, after he hit right there, you want to, if something were to happen, then here comes Contreras is hitting the next inning. Albert strengthens your defense, and he gets a nice pinch hit at bat, which is going to help his confidence too. So it just played out right tonight. Everything played out right tonight. Like I said, the one we did hit into some double plays, I'd like to get rid of that a little bit. Otherwise, no complaints.
Joey Addison had a couple
What have you seen out of him over the last 7 to 10 days now?
He's not chasing a whole lot. He's not fouling his pitch off a whole lot. He's working really good at bats. Very confident. He's hitting the ball everywhere. He hit the home run in right field in New York. He's hit some balls in the gap. He's pulled some balls, but he's hit the ball everywhere. Primarily, from what I'm seeing, he's not chasing that down and away breaking ball, elevated fastball. If he's laying off those two things, he's in pretty good shape.
With Rizzo, do you almost expect now, night to night, that something's going to happen at the first at bat?
I saw Richie Ashburn's name pop up on the scoreboard. I could not believe that. And that was in 1960. How about in 1950? He's part of that Phillies team. And that's 10 years later. He's still doing that kind of stuff. It's pretty neat. Whenever you have your name on a board compared to Richie Ashburn, that's pretty significant. So I thought that was cool. Yeah, I mean, it's like on a nightly basis. He's ready. He's ready. He's chirpy. He's ready to go. He's loving this. And he's helping us out incredibly.
For the first time since back-to-back shutouts in 2015 as a member of the Mariners, Mike Montgomery put together a scoreless outing as a starting pitcher. He was brilliant through six as he piloted the Cubs to a 4-0 win against the Padres on Tuesday. Here is the veteran left-hander sharing his thoughts on the win.
Felt pretty normal. Last couple outings towards the end, I started to get a little tired today. Having the extra day really helped, and I felt strong throughout. Yeah, I mean, they did a great job today. I know, you know, every time I pitch, you know, they're ready to go. I get a lot of ground balls, so and they know that, so they made some good plays. You know, KB made some really good plays today. Everyone really. And, you know, I think it was just a great overall win for us. Great feeling all around. I mean, it was kind of felt like a well-played ball game. Bullpen came in, did a great job shutting it down. And it's a lot of fun when you can win ball games like that.
Are you feeling that flow now?
Yeah, I think this last time in between, having the extra day, really gave me a chance to kind of get my legs under me a little bit more. And, you know, already being built up to 75 pitches or so, it made a big difference. And, you know, I felt strong, you know, even towards the end. And, you know, able to get quick outs, be efficient helps in that as well. So just, you know, try to keep that going. You know, I think the physical preparation is important, and, you know, I was prepared physically. And then when you go back to the bullpen, you know, for me it was accepting the role and then understanding what to do from there on out, and, you know, how to prepare mentally, physically. And I think, you know, baseball season's long, you know, a lot can happen, and I knew that, you know, even not having the role out of spring training, there's going to be opportunities. So right now it's going to be, you know, just getting that physical preparation. You know, the game planning is different starting the relieving. So I feel good about it, and just right now just kind of keep it going.
The Cubs send Eddie Butler to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Miguel Diaz.